In light of the Buddha's realization of the middle way, neither self-mortification nor indulgence, and similarly Ajahn Kurundamo's reflection on not holding to fixed views about success, how can one make sense of Ajahn Mun's ascetic path that was called one of deprivation, or even Ajahn Chah's training that extended one's limits in little food or sleep? On the faith that we are all capable of enlightenment, how can we skillfully understand the role and necessity of austerities, practices for training the senses in restraint, in the liberation of the heart? How can we skillfully practice these in order to develop clarifying release as opposed to further becoming or non-becoming? And how necessary are they in light of the need for a sense of positive well-being? I mean, it's actually a very good question in the sense of sometimes the stories of the great masters, think, well, that's what the Buddha did when he, and that's what the Buddha gave up doing, said not to do it. But the, I think for anybody who is really determined and bent on seeking liberation, then there's an inevitable experimenting with the that putting forth of effort and energy and really trying to build up a momentum of energy and really a real strong focus on the practice, because one starts to see the danger in just continuing to follow habits of greed, hatred, and delusion. So that there's a strong motivation to practice. And I think for most people, it does take a high degree of relinquishment and letting go in order to really be liberated. And so much of the... there's so much fear of having to put forth effort or fear of having to give up anything that it's a huge obstruction. So that testing those limits and seeing, can I really put that down? Can I really let that go? Can I really put forth energy? So there's an experimenting and working with that is depending on the personality of the particular practitioners, one needs to be trying different things out. So like Ajahn Chah had tremendous energy and focus, and he had strong attachments and desires. He said, he remember him saying one time where he took the 3 months of the rains retreat to, because he was just tired of his mind looking out and then of course sensual desire and sexual desire, and he just took the rains retreat and like, I'm not going to look up. I'm going to keep my eyes down, I'm not going to look up. And he's got tremendous willpower. So he spent that 3 months training and not looking at anybody, not looking at, just really putting all his effort into getting away from people as much as possible and putting strong focus on his practice. And then at the end of the rains retreat, it was the last day of the rains retreat, which is usually a day when many people come to the monastery for making offerings, and so we said, well, I managed to go 3 months without looking up and not and just the mind has been really cooled and settled from this. Maybe today I should look up and see what the result of that practice was. And so he looked up, and of course he said, saw the young women coming to the monastery. He said it was like being struck by lightning. It was so disappointed. it didn't work. And that, back to another, something else they need to try. But that willingness to try different things. He arranged retreat before coming to establish Wat Pa Pong. If I remember correctly, and he was practicing, leading the monks, and he would, but he was a little ways away, and he'd come down every week and give instructions, and he'd be following this same practices. And what he did was, he started the range retreat with not sleeping at night, just meditating through the whole night and just resting during the day, and then they'd do sitting and walking right from the evening time through till dawn at alms round. And then the last month, they were getting sort of used to that, so that the last month, what he would do would be to begin sitting in the evening and not change position until the next morning for alms round, sort of sit for 12 hours every night. But he said what the result of that for him was that he said he was, his mind was so clear and he had so much energy from that. He said just walking in alms round, he said it was like hardly touching the ground. It was just so, the mind was so bright. He also said that for some of the other monks, they almost died. that was his first year where he really had students with him, and he said, "Well, it was really tough on them."